and a few minutes now to remember Arizona journalist Charles Chuck Boden. He died last Saturday at 69. Obituaries include words like hard-boiled, unblinking. He and photographer Julian Cardona were the first reporters to arrive in Ciudad Juarez in 2008 to write about the drug cartels and their cold-blooded killers. Chuck told us once some of their victims would have liked to be waterboarded. The torture was so horrific. But Chuck Boden was also lyrical, writing about the Arizona desert, the birds he watched. He loved to go to Sycamore Canyon in Arizona to do that, often with Molly Malloy. She is a research librarian at New Mexico State University. She was Chuck's partner personally and professionally, working with him on one of his last books, El Sicario, the autobiography of a Mexican assassin. And Molly joins us from KRWG in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Molly, no words.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah. Nobody expected this to happen now.
What happened? Do you know what happened?
Chuck had been staying for a couple of weeks over near Patagonia, Arizona, in a place that he stayed often during the summers. He did a lot of bird watching there. In fact, one story, the last one that he wrote, is going to be in Arizona Highways magazine sometime later this year or next year. And it's a story about hummingbirds. Yeah. He fed them and he watched them and he tried to learn from them. And so he wrote a story about them, and it's going to be real nice to see.
Well, you know, it just strikes us, hummingbirds and hitmen. And he, you know, he did the same thing with hitmen. He fed them and he watched them and he learned from them. You know, you both devoted much of your lives to telling the story of the drug wars, especially in Ciudad Juarez, once called the murder capital of the world. Thousands of killings, thousands. I mean, I remember in one interview he said to me, you know, with anger, you know, there's 1,600 people who died in this city. There were 18 in another city. You know, why aren't we paying attention to this? You both spent time with El Sicario. It literally means dagger in Latin. It's the man who'd been a hitman for a cartel, wanted to tell his story, and he did to Chuck. And I asked Chuck, you know, with his style, which was the same as his voice, his writing was the same as his speaking style, very Raymond Chandler, very spare, but in a way, so entertaining, you know, and I asked him whether in trying to get across the depravity of someone like El Sicario, he was romanticizing it. And here was a part of his answer.
Look, if I wrote that story any flatter, it would look like Kansas.
Yeah.
That I just wrote down what he said and what he did. And if you think that's romance, I don't want to date with you. You can make the argument that any time you write reality without any defense, you're writing a kind of pornography. I don't agree with it. A lot of the killing is done by men exactly like the Sicario, and I think it's time we smell the coffee and face reality.
Yeah.
The second thing I wanted to convey in that piece was this wasn't a mafia guy or something. This guy was a state policeman trained by the U.S. FBI and a comandante in the state police in the state of Chihuahua. He represents the reality that American politicians won't face, that there is no war in any real sense between the government of Mexico and the drug people. It's a seamless web of an industry that supplies the United States with a bunch of chemicals that make us happy in the evening. What he is a jolt of reality.
Yeah.
The barbarism in the piece, I can neither apologize for or get away from. This is the life. The police come. They take you. You're taken to a place and tortured for days, weeks, or months. You're eventually murdered. You're put in a secret grave. Nobody ever knows what happens to you. This guy did that for 19 years. He is not a freak. He is the way things operate.
Chuck Boden in 2009. Molly, I first of all, I mean, this must be so hard for you because his death earlier this week was so sudden and unexpected. But what are you hearing when you hear from him?
It's certainly hard. At the same time, I can't quite imagine doing anything else at this particular moment. I'll read a quote from Chuck that actually I don't even remember. But a young friend of my own son here in Las Cruces made a graphic portrait of him and attached this to it. And this is why we have to do these things now, even though it's hard. So Chuck said, and I don't know when, he said, look, you have a gift. Life is precious, and eventually you die. All you are going to have to show for it is your work, and whether you did a good job or not. It inspires me that this young guy that I don't know very well, he was a good friend of my son's, because work was really all that mattered to Chuck. Everything in his life was about his work, and so many people admired his work. I know that it'll live on because of that.
Well, many people like you matter to him as well. That young man you mentioned, Will Forsythe, we have that picture too. We'll post it at hereandnow.org. He mattered a lot to our producer, Alex Ashlock, who they'd email back and forth. He was very, you know, he stayed in touch with the people, let him know what he was doing. And I'm still stuck with how much he risked his life to do his writing. We haven't even touched on that. You know, these people could have killed him in a heartbeat. He talks about how he walked away from this Sicario, and even though this man was looking to change his life, he automatically memorized Chuck's license plate when he drove away. So, you know, his life was in danger by this. But I got to tell you, we are so happy to hear, given that the last thing he said to us is, I'm trying to escape this life myself, Chuck Bowden was, that when he died, he was with hummingbirds.
Yeah. I think that's really great also. I know that Chuck wanted to write and has been writing a lot about the living things on the planet that made him feel alive, that gave him life. And even though he spent a lot of time writing about death and writing about violence and the people who perpetrate these kinds of terrible acts that he describes, that we described in the Sicario's autobiography, I don't think that defines Chuck's writing, because his whole point of focusing on these things that most people find too horrible to consider is that they're part of life. And he was about truth more than any other thing. And another thing that's interesting, and I know you've probably heard this before and other people have, it's in some of the writings about him that are out there right now. He hated to be called a journalist. And I won't get the quote right, but at some point he says, I report. I'm a reporter. I go and I report. I don't write in a journal. You know, and I think that, you know, it's true. He saw his work as extremely active, that he was there with his eyes and ears open, with his notebook scrawling on it, you know, with his black pen. And I got an email on late Saturday night, I think, from a person in California that I don't know, but it was the most amazing little three lines. She wrote, Dear Molly, my cousin and I, whose roots are in El Paso, went to see him read from his book, Murder City, several years ago in Berkeley. We loved his work and what he represented, his guts and courage. May he rest in power. Mm. He is one of the great writers. I had never heard the phrase used that way, and it's just perfect for Chuck.
That's Molly Malloy, research librarian at New Mexico State University, helping us remember her partner, Chuck Bowden. He died on August 30th at the home they shared in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Molly, thank you.
Thank you.